The city of Northampton has spent the last year getting ready to welcome dozens of refugees. But now, following the president's executive order, there's a lot of uncertainty about what's next. Yesterday, Northampton residents gathered to learn what the order means and what they can do now to help. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
Less than an hour before President Trump signed the executive order on Friday, Catherine Buckley Bronner of Catholic Charities put the finishing touches on documents confirming that two families, one from Iraq, one from Bhutan, would be welcomed in Northampton. She'd previously completed paperwork for refugees from Syria and from the Congo, two brothers in their 20s, and a mother, father, and their 10-month-old son.
We're discovering who they are and the children that they have. It's just as devastating to know that when they know, it will be anguish for them.
When they know they aren't coming here anytime soon. The president's executive order prevents all refugees from entering the United States for 120 days. It stops all refugees from Syria indefinitely. Buckley Bronner says she's disappointed and angry, but as she told a crowd at Beit Ahava, a synagogue in Northampton, she's not giving up.
I'm here going ahead with what we had planned to do, because that's the way we're going to move.
Buckley Bronner says her agency has made promises to refugees.
We've said, yes, we will resettle you. We cannot leave them hanging. They're going to feel abandoned anyway, because there's no way that I can communicate to them directly right now. But we can hold them in our hopes and our prayers through what is going to be a very difficult 4, 5, maybe 6 months.
A lot is in place in Northampton. 800 volunteers, at least 3 apartments so far, donated furniture and clothing, jobs have been offered, even a group of mental health counselors poised to help. People in the audience had a lot of questions, such as, where are the refugees now who are slated to come here? Buckley Bronner says they're still in their country. Steve Kessler, a physician from Northampton, asked what agencies like hers were doing to fight the executive order.
How to push back, educate, put pressure on the government to reverse this.
I personally do not believe that trying to reason with the administration is going to be fruitful. The more that they get pushed back on, the more entrenched they become. So I feel very strongly that our recourse is going to be the courts.
Margaret Miller of Northampton said people felt frustrated and hopeless.
Are there any action steps that you can recommend to people that would help with facilitating the entrance of the refugees or anything?
Start writing, start writing, start writing. I don't care if they're your representative. Just write, saying to our congresspeople, you cannot sit still with this one.
Many left the meeting vowing not to sit still. Some said they were moved to learn about the refugees as real people, like the brothers from the Congo, so close to getting here, but not yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen in Northampton.